This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Let's probe more deeply into the news this morning of the lowest unemployment in America in 9 years. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Employers added 178,000 more people to payrolls in November. That is in line with the trend of consistent growth in the economy. Worth watching, however, is a drop in pay, average hourly earnings this month, after two sharp rises in pay. The showstopper is the survey of households this morning, which finds America's unemployment rate down from 4.9 to 4.6%. That is the lowest since the financial crisis. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial in New York.
I hate to do this to you, David, but sometimes there's no choice. I'm going to have to be one of those economists. On the one hand, this is a mild, modest, nothing to worry about report. On the other hand, that drop in the unemployment rate is going to set off alarm bells at the Fed. 178,000 rise in payrolls is actually quite modest. The trend in payroll growth over the last 3 years has slowed from about 250,000. And within the numbers, retailers hiring far fewer people than they did last year for the holidays. But when the Federal Reserve meets in 2 weeks, they are going to be focused on the jobless rate because they care about the rate of job growth, mostly because they're mandated by Congress to bring the economy to full employment. They thought we were there when the unemployment rate was 5%. At 4.6%, they're going to start to worry that maybe the economy will overheat.
But they're smart men and women. That's what we pay them for. They'll also know that the pie shrunk some this month. The labor force participation rate is smaller. So it's 4.6% of a smaller universe.
So the essential question is, where does it go from here? Does the labor force continue to shrink, which I doubt it will? It will most likely grow in 2017. But does it grow at a pace that keeps up with the rate of growth in employment? And this is where things start to get really interesting because we have a new president coming in January who is not a big fan of immigration. When the U.S. economy is tight, when the labor force is starting to strain, immigration has always been an absolutely essential safety valve. So how this new administration approaches immigration in the next year is going to be one of the prime determinants of how quickly interest rates rise in 2017 and 18.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you for this briefing.
You're welcome, David.
Note that the big market mover could come Sunday night into Monday when the results of a vote in Italy on constitutional reform will hit the wires. If that referendum is rejected, the Italian government could fall. This could leave shaky Italian banks in limbo, which in turn would make market participants quite nervous. If you miss our coverage of that on the radio, it's in the first Marketplace podcast of the day.
We've got a whole new season of Codebreaker where radio journalism meets the Twilight Zone. This season, we got one question in mind. Can it save us? Subscribe right now on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
This year, Louisiana made financial literacy a required topic in public schools. Louisiana is one of the poorest states in the country, and the FDIC has determined it has the highest rate of people with no bank accounts at all. Jesse Hardman reports.
Tyrell Raby is a little nervous as he waits in line at a Baton Rouge bank.
Like, if you have a low credit score, like, the bank will not trust you that much.
Raby's 13, and he's at a fake bank set up at a mall in Baton Rouge with around 50 eighth grade classmates. He's participating in a financial literacy course for middle schoolers. As part of the exercise, he's pretending to be 33, single, with no kids.
I don't have that much money. My monthly income is $1,913, I think.
This prepubescent mob cycles through stations where they pay bills and taxes. At the end of the day, the goal is to balance the books. Jamie Doming is project manager for Junior Achievement, the organization that designed today's curriculum. She says despite all the giggling, reaching eighth graders is key to the process. Louisiana's high school dropout rate is around 25%.
Your highest risk students, they won't even be there by ninth or tenth grade.
Which means they'll be out in the real world, dealing with real financial issues, like formal banking, something many of their parents struggle with.
Well, we know that there are four times as many payday lending storefronts in Louisiana as there are McDonald's restaurants.
Jan Moeller directs a Louisiana nonprofit focusing on public policies that impact low- and middle-income residents. Moeller says many Louisianans struggle with deep generational poverty and compensate through payday lenders or simply deal in cash. He says the state's decision to prioritize financial literacy should help.
We're not talking about calculus here. You don't have to be a math major to balance your checkbook.
Which is exactly what eighth grader Tyrell Raby is working on back at the fake bank. He's a bit overwhelmed by the 24 bills he's accumulated in this exercise. His takeaway for the day?
Learn the process of what you have to do to grow up.
That and also, bills are scary. In Baton Rouge, I'm Jesse Hardman for Marketplace.
Before we go, what do you get for a $720 pair of sneakers? Well, the shoes tie their own laces. Nike's Hyper Adapt. They're sold only by Nike stores, bricks and mortar and online, a bid to open a direct channel to Nike customers. Self-tying sneakers. This may do for shoe tying what GPS did for a sense of direction in America. I have a colleague in Los Angeles whose kids are so focused on Google Maps that they're not sure if the Pacific Ocean is east or west. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.